But the old bridge, as you can see there, it was the problem with it when I was a youngster was it was beginning to fall down. And at one time, it was like the Port Hill Bridge. There was plenty of room for people, pedestrians, to keep on, you know, walking past each other. But later on, the size of it began to, they got in hell of a state. And so they fenced either side off. And so just a man and a push bike or a woman with a pram could actually walk on, just about walk down it. And it got very dangerous because the little kids were getting through and sort of standing on the side. And they said, no, we can't have that. And I can remember when they finally demolished it, a lot of the bits and pieces from that bridge actually fell into the river. Because later on, when I was a bit older, and we swam in the river quite a bit, my mother used to go mad with us. Now, don't forget, don't jump off the new bridge, just in case you hit something, which is, you know, we never did. When I was very young, my mother did say that, because I lived in the little shop, a not shop, in number 2 Dorset Street, one of the neighbours came in, "Quick, Mrs. Knott, your son, I must have been only about 4 or 5, is actually climbing up the bridge. The 2 steel cables that held it all up, you could just about, at 4-year-old, put your legs either side and start to climb up the bridge." The new bridge was built in 1951. And I can remember when they put the centrepieces in, a crowd gathered just to watch this. Because all the parts were formed actually in the Castle Fields, as we called it. That's the fields, which is now the playing fields right across the other side of the river. They were all formed and precast there and floated across into position, and then the cranes lifted them up one by one. And we were fascinated as kids to watch this. And to get across, obviously, then you couldn't get across to Monkmore, so the authorities then built a small pontoon bridge with about 10 or 12 pontoons with a wooden structure across. And actually, you know, when it was built, the river came up, and we spent all day as youngsters, you know, thinking that the river would... because the river had come up, it would take it all down to the weir, but to no avail. But it was very, very interesting to see it all. As youngsters, you could get inside the new bridge and go across. There's a gas pipe in the one, and you could inch across. And also the other side, there was 3 cables, electric cables, which obviously fed all the electric through to Monkmore. We used to inch across there and then get to the middle, and there was a sign on the bridge said, "Danger, we are below." And we used to sit on there and jump off as a bet.
As far as I know, the bridge was built in 1951, and it replaced an earlier bridge, which was very similar to the current Port Hill Bridge, that was allegedly built in 1910. And that replaced an earlier ferry, which started at the end of the 19th century. The bridge that's there at the moment is a pre-stressed, post-tensioned cantilever bridge, and is supposed to be the first one of its kind in the country. Concrete is generally reinforced, and if it's just ordinary reinforcement, the reinforcement is just put into the mould or former and the concrete is poured on top. When it's pre-stressed, the reinforcement is stretched and put under tension before the concrete is poured in, so that it gives the concrete extra strength, like in the pre-stressed lintels that you have over doorways at the moment. And all the sections of the bridge were pre-stressed by stretching the reinforcement before the concrete was poured. And then once it was all put in situ as the bridge, a cable was put through the bridge itself, and then that was tightened up against a solid block, which is in the road, and you can see where the block is, or where the cable is tightened up in Dorset Street, just at the end of the bridge, where there's a different sort of tarmac in the road. So the pre-stressed sections were all then squeezed up together by tightening up a cable that went through them all to give it additional strength. Well, it is also known as the Blue Bridge sometimes, but I've always called it the Castle Walk Bridge.
Well, the Castlefields New Year's Eve boats is a wonderful occasion. It must have started about, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago with just a couple of families, with basically adults and children making small model boats and putting candles in them and then floating them down the river from the Castlefields, from the bridge, and waiting for them to go over the weir. And the idea being that if your boat goes over the weir, it takes all your hopes and expectations into the coming year. Some boats, of course, don't make it. Others burn up first. Sometimes the candle goes out. Some people drop them over the bridge with bits of string connected to them. Others launch them from the bank. And there's now probably in the region of sort of, I don't know, over the course of 2 hours, probably about 100 people turn up. And it can be very dramatic and very beautiful. On other occasions, if it's raining and very windy, it's not quite so clever. Or of course, if the river's up high. There have been some very beautiful boats, sometimes made out of bits of willow and tissue paper. Others are much more basic, like a cardboard box full of newspaper. Other people try, if they can, to keep them sort of organic, like scooping out large marrows and doing it that way. But everyone finds their own level, and it's not just for children, it's for adults as well. And I do believe there have even been sort of workshops beforehand for people to get together in the community hall to make their boats. The time usually goes off round about in between, say, 5:30 to about 7:30 or 8, and then people either go home, if they're young, go to bed, or if they're older and they want to, they go off to have parties. So it's a lovely sort of just time of the evening when older people and younger people can share this rather good experience.